We've had terrific authors with some fantastic books on the show today. It continues now with Anne Marie Hancock, and you can't drive your car to your own funeral. Let's head to the phones here. Anne, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you, Anne Marie?
Doing very well. Been reading about the weather out where you are and the flooding.
Pretty terrible.
Everything going.
Not good. We have too much rain and everything's very swollen in this area of the world. Where are you speaking to us from?
I'm speaking to you from Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you with us. We have some time here to talk about You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, please, and how you came upon writing this and why it's important to you to do it.
Well, Dean, I spent many, many years in television with NBC and had written a couple of books that did very well for me, Be a Light and Wake Up America. Never intended to write another one. And my mother was diagnosed with terminal squamous cell cancer. I kept a journal for 3 years and spoke to so many people while I was going through this journey with Mom. I was her primary caretaker, and people were telling me similar stories about how difficult it was, how difficult some of the people they were taking care of was. And I thought, you know, maybe there is a lot of food for thought here. And I want to get it out. I want to help people. Love to do that. Love people. And my life, much like yours, has been in the public. So I started writing the book, wrote it as a two-hour read because I didn't want it put down. There's so much meat in there. And my take on it, while my mom was very strong-willed, is that everybody has someone strong-willed or difficult in their life, and they don't have to be a person who's having a terminal disease. And there are tools that are so helpful. And at the top of my list is a very strong belief in God and a great sense of humor. You've got to keep your sense of humor.
Yeah, got the combination for sure. And just a very creative title as well, You Can't Drive Your Car to Your Own Funeral. Tell us more about the title, please.
I'm so happy you asked. My mom drove a little red Toyota, and we sat for plans for her funeral, and the priest asked everyone, what did your mama love? And almost in unison, the whole family said, her car. Well, the priest was aghast, and I think we were too. We surprised ourselves. But for my mother, that car was the ticket to her independence, the ticket to her freedom. She was a different person when she was out and about in that little Toyota. And we know from dream interpretation in psychology that cars take us to some place or away from some place, and even the colors are significant in psychology. And Mom's car was red. She was very outgoing, aggressive, high energy, and loved that car. I'll give you a great example. Wanted to take my son to lunch one day, and I said, Mom, well, why don't I drive? And she said, no, you drive like Moses. And I said, Mom, when did you meet Moses? She said, Ann, you're not funny. I said, Mom, I'm not even trying. Please let me drive. That didn't happen. She drove. She drove through one major stoplight. Then she drove through a second major intersection and the stoplight. And I thought, oh, my God, I've got to say something. Hail Mary right now isn't cutting it. I said, Mama, I think you drove through a stoplight. She said, Ann, get over it. Your father did it all the time.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh,
she was a tough cookie.
I should say so.
And I can remember driving down Charter Colony to take her to the hospital one day. And she said, Ann, you're a moron.
Oh, gosh.
I said, what'd you say, Mom?
Didn't have much of a filter, did she?
You're a moron. Yeah. Well, I pulled to the side of the road, and I said, Mama, we're both Irish. A couple of years ago, I was in Ireland. I was researching the family name. I went everywhere. And finally, a gentleman asked me to spell it. I said, M-O-R-A-N. He said, that's not Moran. You're a moron. So I told Mom, I said, you know what, Mama? We're all morons in this family. So we need to get over that. Tell me what the problem is. She said, you're going the wrong way. We're going to Dr. Kapadia. Well, the next day we went to Dr. Kapadia, pulled up to the front of the hospital, and Mama said, where am I going in? I said, well, I'm gonna take you around the back so you can go straight up the elevator and don't have to walk. She carried a cane with a rapier in it that my father gave her for Valentine's Day. Oh, she always thought she needed protection. Mm-hmm. So I'm arguing with her about the entrance, and she said, Anne, I always go in the front door. Well, she did. I parked the car. I went around the back. I went up the elevator. No Mama.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no Mama. And I said, oh, my gosh. All of a sudden, she emerged from that elevator. What's wrong with you people up here? You're all morons putting the cardiology department on the top floor of a hospital. What are you thinking? My blood pressure's off the charts.
And it's all a part of you can't drive your car to your own funeral with Anne Marie Hancock. Again, just scratching the surface on what I'm sure is just a fascinating book. Lots of good information and, of course, very therapeutic humor as well.